Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. In Israel, the term West Bank has nothing to do with the land that God has promised and then given to the Jewish people. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Madad will join me to explain why that is the case.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, talk to me about what they refer to it as, the West Bank. Where did that name come from?
Well, Jimmy, I just want to add maybe a little bit to that. The AIPAC officially supports the two-state solution, which we're not quite in favor of. And it's very difficult to get inside AIPAC. And the best we could do was to take advantage of the fact that AIPAC had its conference. And we had the Minister of Communications, the Minister of Construction and Housing, and we took advantage of that. Now, to the direct question of the West Bank, it's a very simple thing, Jimmy. You won't find it in United Nations documents up until 1947, because when they delineated the Arab state and the Jewish state that was supposed to but never came to being, they used the terms Judea and Samaria to describe what was on the map. What happened was, in 1950, the state of Jordan, by then independent, annexed Judea and Samaria, and since they were on the east bank of the Jordan River, the king decided to call that territory the West Bank. I dare you and any of our listeners to find the term West Bank before April 26, 1950. And yet today, everybody thinks it's something quite historical with a long record of existence, and it's not true at all.
I love the way the Minister of Communication, I think he's a buddy of yours, made the statement, "We don't get the piece of real estate that we call Israel from Google, but we get it from the Bible." And that's where they get the name Judea and Samaria.
Absolutely true. And one thing also that Deputy Foreign Minister Tzipi Chotovelli said, she said, "We're in Judea and Samaria because of a just war, of a just claim, and a just defense." And when you put those three justices together, you come up with the biblical foundations of our existence, who we are, our identity, and our attachment to the land. And we've been reunited. That was the event, and that was the implications for the future, that we shall be there for a long, long time.
Winky Madad with the truth behind the term West Bank, which refers to a large piece of real estate in the center of modern-day Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. This is the time of the 50th anniversary of the liberation of Judea and Samaria. It was the Six-Day War in 1967 when the Jews liberated this land mass. It's land that God had promised to give to the Jewish people, Ezekiel chapter 34 and Ezekiel chapter 36. Today, there are over 600,000 Jewish people that live in Judea and Samaria. However, until Messiah comes, conflict will prevail over that piece of real estate. But when Messiah does come, which could be very soon now, he will fulfill his promise to the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...